Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Users lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Man, episode 200. In 81. It's an emergency podcast, Beyond. We are a day late. We usually publish on Tuesdays. Today is Wednesday. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the Dark Knight of News, Andrew Goldfarb.
Hey, Greg.
And the Raging Canadian Part 2, Mitch Dyer.
I need a better nickname.
I know. It's because we don't have a little Charles.
I don't have a nickname. I don't have a catchphrase. What do I even
you
bother?
Gotta, I was going to say, you got to learn how to be popular here on IGN. There's a formula. Be loud.
Can we take off your shirt? Can we just call him the Robin of News?
Oh, I see. Yeah. What about Batgirl? You got the hair like Batgirl.
You gotta take a batter.
To be honest, he's a little more like Oracle. I feel like I'm always
just
calling him
sitting down all the time.
He's always rolling around, not really helping.
Yeah, you gotta pick a fatter sidekick.
There's not many fats. Ladies and gentlemen, we're recording on Wednesday because today was the Future of PlayStation event where the PlayStation 4 was finally truthfully revealed.
My God.
Its name is actually PlayStation 4.
Yeah. Like it obviously was gonna be Colin. Come on.
Obviously. Yeah. I think you is that the one you owes me a pizza over?
Obviously,
there's a lot of obviously.
Did Colin say PlayStation?
No, Colin. Yeah, Colin. He's like, 4 is an unlucky number in Japan. No,
we did say that. That was.
I was happy that they just made it that because it would have been so confusing and complicated otherwise. Especially like the time I was fully like, yes, this is what it's going to be is when obviously when they said it today, but before that,
I knew as soon as they opened their mouths
when they were releasing all these history of PlayStation things all week, evolution of PlayStation, and they were like the PlayStation 1, the PlayStation 2, the PlayStation 3. It was like, all right, well, I mean, they wouldn't like have them numbered and have it be this sequential thing if they weren't leading up to the PS4.
Okay, so there's obviously a ton of things to cover.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, though, let's run down the PlayStation predictions we did a while ago. We predicted the PlayStation 4 event.
All right, let's see how
our
you
first
did.
Prediction.
Uh-huh.
Now these we assembled as a group.
Okay.
Number one,
I recall.
No PS4 price. No PS4 release date.
Nailed it.
One for one.
There was a window, but yeah.
There's a huge difference between a release date and a release window.
Totally agree.
It's coming holiday 2013. Yep. Start pinching your pennies. I'm sure it's going to cost a pound.
I don't think
your conversion rate's right there.
That's not how it works? Penny for a pound? No. Number two, no playable PS4 games. Correct. We were saying that we could not play it.
Yeah. That's right.
Stage demos are fine, obviously. Yep. We saw Killzone. Mm-hmm. We saw what's sure to be a smash success.
Knack. You know, when you think of this, Jen, you got your Halo, your Call of Duty, your Knack. You know, your biggest games.
Number three, it'll be a short presentation.
Nope.
We can't wait to be here with you for 2 more hours.
Yeah.
They said in the beginning.
Exactly. And that was the thing. Like, Rich, George, and I looked at each other, and we were like, welp.
Yeah.
This is our lives.
Like, you know, it's funny because we have this conversation during the predictions. I was saying, like, oh, you know, Sony reined it in last time. It was only an hour. Like, they get it now. They keep it short. Honestly, this was more like classic Sony in terms of press conference length, but I was never, like, bored. I actually thought
it flowed really well.
It
was really good.
I thought they had some down moments. The Square Enix thing, I was like, yes, we've seen this demo.
That was
what
weird.
Are we doing?
So it was really weird that they used the same tech demo we've already seen.
So the thing, my concern about that was, did that demo go public, or was that just something that we saw?
Yes, no, that is on the site.
Right, never mind.
Yeah, we did a rewind theater of it. Yeah, it was the whole thing. Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
But then they asked us to watch E3, or be excited for E3, and I was like, I'll muster some excitement for E3, because you asked nicely.
I mean, we can keep going through the predictions. Clements and I just did a PlayStation conversation about the Final Fantasy thing.
This is what we're supposed to do. Podcast Beyond, we run down 5 predictions, end.
The Final Fantasy thing was really weird because they didn't. You're just stripping.
I'm not gonna lie, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a long time coming.
So first he takes off the vest and then the tie, and now he's unbuttoning his shirt and he just keeps going.
I will be shirtless by the time this is posted. Well, we post them in segments. So if you watch the segments out of order, it's just gonna be like various states of undressed Greg.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I don't know why they didn't say, like, put a Final Fantasy 15 logo up, or say this is versus 13. Like just give us a title for that Final Fantasy game. It was really weird because just saying it's something new could mean anything.
Like, you know what this means? Is it means 10 more years of angry fanboys talking about Final Fantasy 7.
You're right, and I mean that's what I said to Clements. Right? I think honestly, what it means, knowing Square Enix, is that they don't know either. That they know that they're messing around. They're messing around with Luminous. They like Final Fantasy. They're gonna do something on PS4. They don't know yet what it is.
Kind of like Smash Brothers, right?
Exactly.
We're thinking about starting designing Smash Brothers for the Wii.
They know that they have 3 months till E3, or a little more than that, almost 4 months till E3. Like they can do it right. I guess is what they think. I don't know why I said that, because that's not what they're doing. They're doing it wrong.
For me, the big stump. I mean, first off, when we just ended our live stream pre-show, we kicked it over to the real live stream, and then they're like, we're excited to show you this over a couple of hours, and I was like, what? Are you freaking kidding me? And so I thought the Square part was a dip. I thought, for me, the biggest problem was when they were like,
services?
No, I thought the services were awesome. Okay. That was I thought the first part of the whole conference was awesome. And I thought I was prepared to be bored.
Yeah,
when he came out, he's like, oh, I'll tell you about what it means. And I'm like, what? And he just started naming real, it's a GP, all these different things.
Yeah, like the
it's
chip.
It's 8-speed.
And
I'm like,
oh,
what?
See, no, that was the stuff for me that I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Eight gigs of RAM.
It was what? Fuck yeah.
And then it was GDDR5. Are you fucking kidding me? Awesome. This is an insane system.
No, when they started running through that, I thought when they showed the network interface for what they want, the new version of XMB to look like, which really honestly just looks like a Windows 8 phone to me.
How about that Xbox interface they're taking? Don't do that. It's an awful interface.
Well, the way they had it, though, still had it in that, the XMB-ish
thing,
way,
yeah.
Where
exactly.
It looked like it would be, and I liked how big notifications were at the top saying this. I liked.
You'll know when you get a trophy now.
I would like. I always know. But speaking of trophies, I like that on the profile page, it still puts out in front your level and your percentage, because that's what's most important.
Not the
Colin
platinums.
Moriarty.
Yeah, yep.
That doesn't matter. At the Mike Mitchell, get out of here. All right. So we were wrong. So right now we're 2-1. We were wrong about the short presentation. Number 4. PlayStation 4 games will be shown.
What?
We were correct about that. There was an argument. There was an argument.
A bold prediction,
I mean,
Greg.
There were arguments about whether they were going to be tech demos, and then if they'd be full-blown demos, if there'd be actual PlayStation 4 games, or if it'd be more like what we saw from Media Molecule, right? Where they're molding stuff.
Right. I mean, given that we saw Watch Dogs at E3, and we all knew as soon as we saw the game, there's no fucking way this is a PlayStation 3 game.
Yeah, right.
That was a pretty safe bet, I think.
I agree. I mean, the debate was that, and it was kind of right in the middle of what we said. Colin thought they were going to break down every studio, what they're working on, be like, this game.
No.
I thought it was going to be even less than that. I was expecting it to just be a sizzle reel, and I thought we were going to have to rewind it. We were going to have to do a rewind and say, that's Uncharted, that's MotorStorm, blah, blah, blah.
You really think they would do that, though, where it's just they would gloss over, fuck it, there's a screenshot of Uncharted, talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. I guess they would identify the games, but I was expecting what they did with the NGP reveal, which was, boom, this is Hot Shots Golf. You see less than a minute.
Yeah,
this is Uncharted. 100%. This is Gravity Rush. They went through them title by title, but it was really quick.
That's how they did it at TGS
I mean, in this, we think about it, right? Because it was a long presentation, we got an pretty extended demo of Watch Dogs. We saw a lot of Killzone. We saw a lot of Infamous. They gave it time to watch the trailer, to introduce it, to set it up. They had all these devs coming out. So I thought that was kind of cool.
It was an E3 press conference.
It was. It totally was.
Yeah, and E3 is still quite a while away. So,
and the question is, what is their E3? Well, sorry, continue these, but
Clements is texting me. So Ryan Clements, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't talked about. He had to run home to get a bus, and then Colin Moriarty, of course, in New York. He is in. Yeah, it's very late tonight. He is in New York covering the event for us. So we'll call Colin in a second. Clements, he wants us to call him.
You're stuck with me. Deal.
Do
with
we
him.
Want to call him? I don't know. You know more. How much should we call Clements for something today?
A little bit later.
We'll see how the show's going. We'll see how we're flowing out.
If we hit a dead spot,
the fifth prediction was the PS4 controller will be DualShock-esque. That's a win.
It was DualShock completely.
DualShock 4.
I am so happy that it is the DualShock 4. You know, actually made me really happy, because honestly, when we first saw those lead controller pictures, it looked like it was going to be fatter, and then when we saw another angle, it was clear that it is kind of the DualShock form factor.
Yeah,
it looks like they spaced out the sticks. I mean, it looks like it's a little more comfortable.
I didn't see the high-res images of the new controller yet. Did they keep the convex thumbsticks?
They're concave now. They're concave. Ugh. Really?
Yeah. I mean,
everybody wants from that.
Sure. I mean, I love that on 360. That's what I love about those sticks. But I don't know, man. When I feel PlayStation controllers, that's what I always associate it with.
I always go with the form factor. The form factor of it is going to be, I think, what makes it a PlayStation controller for me.
All right. But sure that I will
triggers,
adapt
you're
just
excited
fine.
About the triggers you're
yeah, saying? It's just they're not as round and springy.
They definitely look 360-ish. They look like they're normal triggers.
Good. Good.
Here, I'm finding you the high-res.
They look like they don't go down and in. They go...
Oh, this is great. Just everyone's on their phone with me.
I'm telling you.
No, I'm showing you the pictures.
All right. All right.
That you fucking asked
I'm visualizing.
And then a vamp. Hey,
yeah,
everybody.
You.
Just talking. You know, today was stressful. Got here early. Did a bunch of news coverage.
It's been a long day. We've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
if you haven't
true.
Been to IGN, please go. There are
Gallegos
tons
is on the case,
of
so
Rewind
you know.
Theaters. There are tons of PlayStation conversations. There are tons of articles. This thing is covered. Editorials
yeah.
are going to
yeah.
start rolling in. Colin Campbell already had an editorial up by the time I got down.
I think
from
he must
live
have been. He did this at E3 too. He must write them as it's going.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
yeah.
a smart man. He's been doing this a while, so he knows what he's up,
right.
up against, right? He knows what's up.
He does.
This is his first rodeo.
We're going to try calling Colin Moriarty for the review.
Was that all the
so
predictions?
Excited.
That was
no,
it?
We put it down to five. Yeah,
all right.
We put it down to five. So we did well. We only missed one.
What about the
team?
Didn't we do a 10 bold predictions? Was that
did.
For this
that
announcement?
Was for that was for PlayStation in 2013.
Okay,
that was,
okay.
Yeah.
So you got time.
Yeah.
That was
we'll
come
did,
back
and
to
we,
that.
And then there's the Beyond Prediction thing where we each put out five. So there's 20 podcasts Beyond Predictions
there's
out there.
So many predictions for PlayStation.
But I'm pretty sure I won. I think Colin owes me a pizza on the PlayStation 4 thing.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't talk about this. The DualShock. That I had a side bet with Jim Riley from EDAR, formerly mm-hmm. of Game Informer.
Oh,
formerly
that it would come
IGN.
With a normal controller, yeah.
Yeah, a DualShock S1. I finally won a Jim Riley steak dinner bet. I always lose these.
It's
I'm very excited
it's
that I finally
my,
won.
About damn
my
time.
Favorite part
it's,
of the entire...
You're damn right it is.
Favorite part of the entire conference was the second it ended, we get this email from EDAR
yeah.
with commentary
Hello,
from
Jim
Riley.
Like, oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm
oh
so
God.
Excited to call Colin. I miss him so much.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've only done this, I think, once on the podcast.
I was sitting in Colin's chair.
I don't hear
today.
Anything for the record.
You shouldn't hear anything.
Okay.
Yet.
So yeah. far, so good then.
I broke down crying when I was sitting in that chair, looking at Colin's desk, smelling for his. I was like a
yeah.
puppy looking for its master.
It's true.
Nope.
That got weird.
That doesn't.
That's. Abort! Abort!
Oh, now I hear it.
All right.
You, I want you to hear it then.
This is. Listen to Greg figure out technology.
Oh, maybe. We have to dial 9 to get out, right?
Yeah.
Normally, yeah.
I hate that.
9 and then you have to do like 91 area code
yeah,
full number.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have to from up here.
So if you ever break into IGN and need to call out,
God damn it.
I mean that's not one of the normal phones that we use though.
Drop the call.
You have to hang up on this.
Yeah, everything sucks. Everything sucks here. I hate everything. All right. So this is not one of the normal phones. So you're saying we can get around it that way?
I think you can just probably dial 415.
I'm glad we're doing this. We're interviewing Ken Levine in like 2 days
yeah,
from the same room, so we'll figure out all the problems here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm muting the phone again.
Why do you do that?
So we don't have to hear the burr.
Well, if you do the touch tones, can't...
Oh, kids can figure out his number, yeah.
That'd be a hardcore psychopath fan.
Yeah, well, it would be
they
worth
probably
it.
Exist.
Because Colin's
I'm
so
sure
scintillating
some...
on the phone. Every time I've ever called Colin, he's like, what?
I think it worked.
I hear nothing.
I know, that's
that means it's working. I don't think it rings, right? Isn't this what happened last time?
We're just going to hear
true.
Colin.
I think he just will pick up, yeah.
Okay. The tension is
what if we just
killing
call
me.
Heads up, everybody. PlayStation's number one podcast. It's number one PlayStation podcast on the internet.
What if we just called him and put on speaker from an iPhone?
Because it would sound like dog garbage.
Wait, you know what we can do? I know what we'll do. We'll do it the opposite way.
You're going to call him on a... I don't know what the opposite of speakerphone is. I couldn't come up with a joke.
All right, so now...
You broke Mitch.
Okay.
We're going to... Oh, God. Oh, and they've thrown away the paper that used to have the number on it. I have no fucking idea how to call anybody. We're moving on with the show.
Fuck Colin.
I'll try calling him from my phone and see if this works. Let's see how it sounds.
No, because then he won't be able to hear us. And then we're letting technology win. I hate it when technology wins.
We'll try from speaker. Let's just see how this goes, okay?
No.
No? I can't even do it? Oh, we're trying. Okay. So I'm going to say try not dialing 9.
I did that last time. I still got the area code.
Maybe he just didn't pick up.
Sure, too. Possible.
Does this phone have a phone number that Colin can call?
Yes.
Let's do that.
I'm going to fucking murder somebody. I hate everything. I hate everything!
This is amazing.
There was an email at one point with the number in it, right?
Telephones used
like
to be so much easier
ago.
Than they are now.
I want to just put a PSN name into
who can I text?
Call the operator. Operator.
Nobody. Nobody.
Give me Colin Moriarty.
No, not even like Mark Ryan or anyone?
There used to be a piece of paper over there somewhere that had it. I know it ends messy. If you spell it out, it's
so
messy
it's probably
something.
The same. It's probably the
office.
Same as all IGN numbers. Yeah.
Okay.
Try that.
I call
it.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna call it for me. Phil, let's talk about something you like from the conference, Niche.
Oh no, no. Okay, I figured out what it
okay.
is. Because look, it's gonna be because like all IGN numbers are this.
Yeah, 8. I know that part. Yes.
So that's an M. So it must
yes.
be this.
Yes.
I'm guessing it's this.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm calling right now.
Okay.
And if that little blue light lights up, then we've nailed it. We've cracked the code.
Uh huh. Waiting. Here it comes. Are you ready?
Do, 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 do. It's ringing on my end.
You're probably just calling Casey's desk. I can hear the ringing.
Oh my god, this is the worst podcast. I feel so bad for people right now.
I know, I'm hanging up.
All right, should I try calling from speakerphone?
No, because then we're
You can hear from Mitch Dyer, though.
Oh.
What'd you call? Oh, I made up a number.
It lit up.
Yeah, that's the wrong Eric. Yeah,
you calling me.
Well, pick up on me. What are you doing? Oh my god, it's working, though.
I just got a ring back from an answering machine. I don't know what's happening.
Well, Greg is terrific at phones. Anyway, it's working.
Text Colin the number and say call it. Do you know Colin's number?
Yeah.
Do you know Colin's number?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
I got it.
So, just quickly while we wait, scale of 1 to 10, both of you, what would you give this conference?
Take it off my shirt.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Scale of 1 to 10, what would I give the PlayStation conference? 7, 5, 8.
That's about where I'm at. I mean, it was great. I mean, even if it was, I feel like even if there were not the PlayStation 4 hardware announcement, what we saw was enough fantastic looking, sounding, promising games that I would be totally happy to be a PlayStation owner at any capacity.
I think the thing that weirded me out a little bit is that the PlayStation specific demos, the games, the Gaikai stuff was all really cool, well done. The tech demos being the ones from E3, right? The same Elemental demo, the same Square Enix demo was a little weird. And then the Quantic Dream and Media Molecule ones were so abstract and I had no idea what they were demoing or what was going on. It was like sensory overload. I just didn't get it at that point.
And
those were the low points for me for sure.
We haven't looked it up since we got here, so I don't know if there's a news story breaking elsewhere. But it seems like the Quantic Dream did more harm than good to some people. On IGN, it got listed. People saw it and listed it as an upcoming PlayStation 4 game.
So I figured out where that confusion comes from. It's because
David Cage came out and he's all like, "Hey,
everybody." Yeah, he's talking about the PlayStation 4 is really great because it's all about polygons, right? Like we can do so many things with polygons, more polygons, more polygons.
He's an Arthur Geese sellout.
So he's breaking down like his first game back in 19 whatever, and then talking about Indigo Prophecy, and then talking about. Heavy Rain versus...
Showing how many polygons each one has.
Yeah, there's Colin. Versus Kara versus now Beyond.
Hello? Colin?
Hi, hello.
Oh my god, it worked!
I can't dial out, but I can have you dial in, which is exciting.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We were just talking about how much we miss you, Colin.
I miss you too.
I miss your ability to use telephones, which Greg does not have.
All right.
Clements is not here. We swapped him out for Mitch.
You get me.
Mitch, get the hell out of here.
So,
Colin, how are you feeling right now? What time is it New York time?
11:39.
Jesus Christ.
My God. Are you a Shuhei right now?
No, I spent some time with Shuhei earlier. Did about a 15-minute video interview with him, talked to him a little bit off camera. He's doing well. He says hello to everyone. He looks forward to seeing us at E3. And he expressed disappointment to me that Scott Lowe wasn't interviewing him.
He is a big tech fetish fan.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's like, I thought you would ask you about the software and he'd ask you about the hardware. And I'm like, we only have two mics. Sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's awesome.
Colin, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate the conference?
I think a strong 8.
We're all in agreement.
Yeah, that's what Greg said. I agree with that too. I mean, what I was just saying was that for me, the low points were the tech demos and stuff. Because
who cares?
Two of them we had seen at E3 last year. We saw the Elemental demo. We saw the Square Enix demo. And then the other two, the Media Molecule and Quantic Dream ones, I think confused people. I think no one really knew what they were demoing. People were waiting for it to be a game announcement. And they said it wasn't going to be a game announcement, but everyone thought they were like tricking us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Square Enix stuff was just awful.
Yeah.
But I talked to Greg on the live stream before, please be excited for it. Please be excited for it. And I was like, all right, get the hell off the stage. But everything else was cool. It's cool to see Media Molecule in particular is like a studio that you can tell they like to experiment and fuck around. They could probably make more games if they didn't do that, but I think Sony leaned on them to do that. And so I think that this was like one of those times where like, this is just what we're messing around with. It means nothing, but this is what you could do, you know, if you wanted to. And so I think that, they're like the art studio, you know, in Sony's stable. And I think that they were showing shit off. The Quantic Dream stuff's cool because I just love listening to David Cage talk because he talks about games like no one else does.
Oh, you mean out of his ass instead of his mouth?
Oh,
yeah, no,
boom!
Exactly. Well, wow. He looks at games like as an experience, and I appreciate that, you know. But it's cool to listen to everyone. I mean, even Nate Fox when he came out, the way he was talking about, and it quickly became clear he was talking about Infamous. You know, I thought that was really cool. I like the way these guys talk about games, and I think it's something that happens mostly you know, we've watched a lot of, you know, a lot of E3 conferences, et cetera, over the years. But I think Sony conferences always have the shit that really matters to me in terms of, like, speaking from the heart about a game that matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think we saw a lot of that tonight. I think that's really cool.
I totally agree. I mean, it was kind of like their excitement was sort of infectious too. Like the fact that they were legit, especially that like real with like Tim Schafer and all those people talking about it. Like, it didn't seem like bullshit. It didn't seem like they were put on camera and like they were like, oh, please like riff on this for 2 seconds. They were excited. Like, everyone's excited for new hardware. It's been a really long generation. I think people want something cool and new. And it's like, Sony is so good about nurturing creative minds. And I think people are like just so ready to have something to play with, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
Were you excited, Colin, that they actually did what we talked about this for a while, that, you know, they need to come out and gamble on gamers and, you know, actually push games, and they did. They didn't come out and they didn't shove PlayStation Move down your throat. They came out and were like, here's what the system can do. It's built for developers, by developers. Here are some cool things.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, it seems like they finally get it. And, you know, maybe they've gotten it for a long time and they couldn't do anything about it because they need to sell the products, the hardware that they have out there already. But we didn't see Move at all, other than the Media Molecule thing, where they were messing around with Move, and I'm like, why are you even showing this?
Because your dreams, yeah, Colin. Your dreams!
Yeah, they're weird, but cool in a good way. But, yeah, no, I loved it. I mean, I think we conjectured a lot about Gaikai and all that stuff. I think it's pretty clear that we were right about Gaikai.
Yeah.
The vision of playing all of your PS4 games on your Vita, while not a reality yet, and we know as PlayStation fans that we've been promised this before.
Thank you. God damn it. Every time we have this conversation, everybody starts getting so far ahead of themselves, and you have to be like, well, one day, probably
someday, maybe.
Yeah, but with the one thing that's changed is Gaikai. You know, like, they it's like Sony tried to do this internally, and I think that they realized they couldn't, and that's why even though they were bleeding red, you know, in red ink, and they were losing all this money, they still spent capital to buy Gaikai to the tune of almost $400 million, because they realized that they couldn't do it themselves, and so there's reason to believe, but they really, there was a lot of caveats in terms of the fact that they gave themselves out, that this wasn't ready yet, and the vision is to play all of the PS4 games on Vita, but it's not ready, you know?
Yeah.
But they're still doing it. I mean, we've seen Killzone be played on a Vita before. We saw that the new, what could have been the new Insomniac game, but actually comes from Studio Japan, being played on Vita, so, you know, there's some promise there. I'm anxious for them to get it right and nail it as soon as possible, because it's, you know, here's the thing I was saying on Twitter, and people kind of agree or they disagree or whatever. I think we can finally put to bed, you know, the notion of the Wii U being a next generation piece of hardware.
Oh my God, yes.
Did we ever get out of bed on that one? Was that one ever out of bed?
Because, you know, some people make the argument, and rightfully so, in a sense that, you know, it's about, you know, when it comes out. It's not about, well, you know, it's not chronology, really. It's not about, like, what it does. But I disagree, because, like, this thing, you know, what we saw with the Vita do with, you know, with the PS4 is what the Wii U does, except for the PS4 is, like, much more powerful. So it already has lapped it in that sense. And then it's like, well, what else does it have that's really special, you know?
Well, I mean, what it has, right, is the exclusives. And I think that's what I've been trying to talk about today with people. And when I've been, you know, talking to people here in the office, talking to people on the phone, on the live stream even, that today's was building a I'm so tired.
Round two. It's fine. It's fine.
Was building a foundation, right? They came out. They said, here's the system. They didn't even say here's the system, but they said, here's how the system works internally. It's going to be, you know, like a great PC, so that it's easy to build for. It's not going to be the cell processor stuff. Please come make games for it. We have this nice online, this nice infrastructure that you can actually see how to get around. We're bringing in, you know, capturing all this other stuff. And then they said, here are some good games, but outside of Mitch, you, Colin, and myself, not many people are going to be like, oh yeah, Infamous, that's system seller.
That's us.
And then Killzone either. Like, this was a good foundation of games, but E3 is where they really have to show up now and be like, here's a trailer for Uncharted 4, here's a trailer for God of War or whatever, here's Gran Turismo, here's Little Big Planet, and give you a real, real reason to be like, yeah, that is the game I want.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we have to look at it in two ways. Like, the one way to look at it is when you have launch games, like MotorStorm was a launch game and or near launch, and Resistance Fall of Man, and those games just sold based on the fact that they were the only games available.
Right.
So we won't really get, you know, Killzone, for instance, looks amazing. Oh, it's absolutely amazing. Like, it's really, like, stellar, like, the way that game looks, and it's all in engine, all in game, from what we saw. And, you know, we won't get, like, accurate numbers pertaining to the quality of the game, if that makes any sense, because people will just buy it. And so I think we need to see, like, over the long term, if they can continue the quality of games that, you know, raises the level of the first party sales. Because I think we're not, you know, we're not going to get accurate data on the PS4 when it comes out this holiday, based on that, because people are just, it's like when everyone bought FantaVision, you know, on PS2. So, well, this is the only game. This is it. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what,
yeah,
how am I supposed to play?
But it'll be interesting. I was talking on the live stream that, you know, I thought it was a detriment to PS3 that they launched the PS3 at launch. They launched the PS3 at launch with franchises that were brand new IPs, right, that didn't have cachet. Whereas now if you put a Killzone 4 out there, if I'm just buying it, even if I was, if I'm just buying it, I'm saying I already, if I'm buying the PS4, uh-huh, I'm saying I know the Killzone franchise, for better or worse, I know, you know, that it's to be believed in, get it. Whereas Resistance Fall of Man, I don't think, I'm in the mood for a first-person shooter. You were so quick to pick up.
Well, and I feel like the games they showed are kind of the middle ground for that, right? They're trying to meet in the middle of new IP and familiar properties by not calling any of them Infamous 3. Killzone 4. They're kind of hitting reset on the franchises. Infamous is 7 years in the future. Killzone, 30 years in the future. It's all, it's the same universe. It's going to be all new stories. It's going to be what you know, but it's going to be new.
I think that's awesome. Yeah. I think that's such a smart approach for them. Like, I mean, it's funny because Sony, like, has so many brands, and we talk about it all the time. It's like, think about the exclusive Microsoft franchises, you know, and there's like, it's like Gears of War, Fable, Forza, and Halo. Like, it's just those four, basically.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Sony has like a dozen, you know, and it's like
Uncharted, God of War, Gran Turismo.
Even Sony, though, you know, is, you know, has to be careful not to fall into that. It's going to make people mad, but it's like what Nintendo does, which is like, you know, Nintendo is constantly iterating on Zelda and Mario and Donkey Kong and all these things. And admittedly, like, Metroid Prime is great, and they did all these interesting things with those franchises, but they're still the same every time, you know? And
sure.
It's like, yeah. Sony has to be careful not to fall into that trap. And the way that you don't do that is by doing what they did today, which is by showing off like versions of these games in those universes that are from a totally different approach.
Yeah. Killzone looks like a Killzone game in as much as it's like, here's some space guys walking around looking all heavy, but that does not look like the
Killzone
universe.
I mean, that's what Greg and I were talking about in our PlayStation conversation about Killzone. It's like, it almost, like Greg said, when you first see that, it's almost like evokes Mirror's Edge more
totally
than Killzone.
Yes.
I mean, it's like you're jumping around. It's fast-paced. It's action-packed. Like, I mean, and yes, you still see first-person shooter gameplay, but it's so different for a Killzone game.
Yeah, give it time for that, like, Cold War to erupt and for them to go deeper into the city and for everything to
just
be around
when
again.
You thought the Helgen Civil War was over. 30 years
so,
in the future.
The one thing that I'm interested in, the one thing that, well, there's a lot of things I'm interested in, obviously. I was sitting there for 2 hours.
You like American history a lot, too.
Yeah. Is, you know, the Evolution game looks really cool, but, you know, I can't help but wonder how this conflicts with what Polyphony is already doing, because this game just looks like Gran Turismo.
Yeah,
and they're
really banking on the social features.
And that was the weird thing, too, is, like, we had a bunch of stories pre-written that we were, like, waiting to publish just in case. We had a bunch of stories, like, what could happen today that I was, like, maybe I'll write
Phil this. Harrison breaks in and shoots Shuhei Yoshida. Shuhei Yoshida stabs someone in the crowd.
But it's funny because when they started that trailer, I was like, oh, here's Gran Turismo, because they started showing all those cars.
Yeah, me
like,
too,
yeah. Sony presents. And then it wasn't, and I was like, it was so weird for me for a second, like seeing, you know, as soon as it said Evolution, I was like, oh, okay, like, what is this? And then they were like, first person driving.
It's
and
the
I was
stopgap
like,
is what it is. It's Polyphony can't crank this shit up fast enough. Who can we get to do it instead without necessarily calling it Gran Turismo?
You might be right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly the case. The other thing that I think is,
but they've been working on it for a decade.
Yeah, I mean, well, Gran Turismo 6, I don't know. I'm curious, like, if I was a fly on the wall, Polyphony, just like how they feel about this, because I'm sure they're not happy.
I'm sure they're very unhappy.
But the other thing that is interesting is, you know, or just absolutely exciting to me is how fucking good does Watch Dogs look?
Right?
Yeah.
Are you
fucking kidding me with that game? How good that game looks?
That encounter, I'm almost entirely certain, and obviously it's a demo, so it's staged, and you're meant to see it exactly as you saw it, but I'm almost certain what they're trying to show with that demo is that it's a totally dynamic encounter. I don't think that was like a story mission that you had to see. Nope. I feel like you saw somebody who was up to some shit, followed him, saw him up to some shit, pulled your gun out, yelled fuck off, and chased him and beat him to death in an alleyway.
So it's like a Saturday night for Mitch Dyer.
Exactly.
But then I don't understand how the contracts all play into it. Because that was the thing.
Was that like a contract thing?
Yeah, because what happened, remember, is he killed him, jumped on the train, and then the camera had a gamer tag above it that spotted
Colin, that you saw this, right? Like, there was somebody with like an iPad playing Player 2 to some capacity?
Yeah. I mean, I was tweeting and looking at the screen and all these things. But yeah, someone, or Scott Lowe, was talking to me about that afterwards. And I mean, that's a whole other thing that, like, the PS4 can do, which is really weird.
Yeah, that app,
which is
they kind of
like
snuck
used
out
hardware. That's not Sony's.
But it's all, I mean, that's what we're always talking about, right? Is future proofing. This is what they're doing with PlayStation Mobile and buying up these studios, saying that even if this is our last console, we will still proliferate. Our games will
be
there.
But I mean, it's also, in all fairness, like I have a smart glass app on my iPhone. I mean, Microsoft is doing that too.
But
you
don't
know?
Use it for anything.
No, no, of course not. But I'm just saying it's like, it is, that does seem to be where everybody's headed now, I think, is that like, they, like, iOS and Android are too big at this point for Microsoft to be like, well, it'll be Windows Phone only someday, or for Sony to be like, everyone wants an Ericsson.
But
phone.
I thought that's what they were doing, because they were so clear about we're doing tablets and mobile devices, and they mentioned the Sony, you know, pad or whatever. I was like, yeah. And then I got downstairs after all my things, and I checked, and we already had a story up that there's going to be an iOS app
good,
and all that stuff.
Good.
It's like, oh man, awesome! You guys get it. You're not screwing around. Shuhei Yoshida, thank you for listening to this podcast.
Good job, Shu.
I'm taking your ideas.
This conference is
IGN unbiased journalism. I just want to hug him.
Colin, you didn't hear, but we went through our predictions and we got 4 out of 5. I mean, we were actually like pretty right about a lot of things.
Yeah, I saw Mitchell Morgan kind of send through an email. And yeah, I'm happy about that. I mean, you know, it's early and we're excited because we love, you know, games and we're excited about new hardware. It's, you know, but it, like, I agree with you. It just seems like this might be different now, you know, for Sony. Now, of course, we have to see, you know, you never discount Nintendo, you know, we make fun of them and stuff. You never discount what Nintendo can do. I mean, that technologically, they've been left in the dust. Now, the question is, will it matter? With Microsoft, we don't know what they're going to do yet, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, so we have to, you know, in terms of that, I'm super interested to see what they're going to do now. And, you know, it seems like they're going to take a different tact. I was talking to someone before and saying, you know, I don't know if Microsoft can beat Sony in terms of games, but they might be able to beat them, you know, like a redheaded stepchild in terms of services. You know what I mean? And so we're going to see how that plays out and what happens and how that evolves. But I'm going to leave you with this real quick, and then I'm going to go back and write. When I talked to Shuhei, I asked him, is it safe to assume that all 12 studios are working on PS4 games? And he said, yes.
Wow.
So,
what do you think he meant by that?
That's all. I don't get
it. I think it's, you know, even, you know, so I take that as even Sony Ben might be working on a PS4 game.
Come on, and, Siphon Filter.
And so it's that's exciting because it means that we only saw Sucker Punch, Studio Japan, Evolution, and Guerrilla. So that leaves, you know, Media Molecule, Polyphony.
No, Media Molecule's doing the art, the art making, house project of making move, dancing.
Santa Monica, San Diego. There's like all this shit that we don't know about yet. And I think that's really exciting.
Colin, one thing I'm curious to get your thoughts about is we didn't see The Last Guardian. Are we assuming that thing's dead forever now? Was this like the last chance?
I asked Shuhei about it and he laughed because he knows how much I love talking about The Last Guardian. And he was like, you know, please just give us more time. And he said, you know, when we're ready to show, we'll show it. I asked him if it was still on PlayStation 3 and he wouldn't say.
There you go.
And I mean, and that's what we're... I won't even get into the Final Fantasy.
The 2D side scroller for PlayStation Vita. The Last Guardian. Get your bird dog out of the hole.
And that's the thing. Like
it's an endless runner.
Get your bird dog out of the hole.
Greg and I were talking about this too with like the Gaikai stuff. When they said like, oh, we're going to be rolling this out incrementally and eventually it'll do this. It's like, I worry when Sony looks too far into the future because... They do, man. They have that habit of showing you something, and then you're like, remember that awesome like Gaikai talk at the PS4 reveal? Like,
shit, remember when we were going to get to play Knack on our Vita?
God damn it. But I really hope we see more of this stuff.
Yeah, I think Square did the same thing, too, with just saying they're grabbing a new Final Fantasy game. It's like, dude, you announced a Final Fantasy game like 7 years ago. They haven't finished it yet.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I said at the beginning of this podcast. Like, if they really have a game in the works, they would have shown a logo. They would have said, Final Fantasy 15, you'll see it at E3. Or they would have said, Versus 13, it's finally coming. But the fact that they didn't say the name of a game seriously makes me think that they have a dev kit and they're messing around and they want to make a Final Fantasy game. But, like, that game's going to come out like 2017.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird look. But, you know, I don't know. I have so many like thoughts and emotions right now in terms of like how I'm going to approach writing.
I'm a cauldron of thoughts and emotions.
Well, we miss you, buddy.
You know, oh, this is cool, but this, you know, this is kind of not cool. I got to kind of sort through it all.
Sure. We're going to have a lot of reaction pieces, I think, over the days and weeks to come of what we need to.
Greg and I recorded a 1-minute video of us just screaming today.
No, we did. You'll be happy to know. I'll embed it, or you can't. I'll embed the tweet, but Goldfarb recorded a Vine video of me and Mitch trying to put together the podcast room. It's just the F word over and over again.
Actually, I'm sure the podcast room's in the tip-top
shape. Tip-top shape.
Yeah. Never better.
So, yeah, I'm going to get going writing. Right. Just for everyone out there, two PlayStation conversations go up tonight, one with Scott, one with Keza. I have two op-eds going up tomorrow about the first-party software and the third-party software. Scott's doing all the hardware stuff, so, and great job over there, all you guys. Thank you for the support. You guys did a great job today, so.
Thank you.
You know, thank you for all that. You guys are.
Yeah, you guys are
awesome.
Doing really well over there in New York, so thank you, Colm.
We love you. We miss you, and I can't wait till you're back so we can go to the bagel place and finally try it.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll see you guys on Monday.
All right. Bye, buddy.
All right. See you.
What a dick.
Fuck that guy. God. Oh,
so full of himself.
I've gotten like 9 messages from Clement asking if we're going to call him too.
Should we tell him to call?
Tell him to call us. Yeah. All right. Whenever he's ready. He was all upset because he's going to Whole Foods.
No, I know. He's so excited.
I got it.
Yeah, I'm looking over the screenshot they put up of the third party developers. And you want to know the one that excites me the most, Mitch Dyer?
I want to hear you. Yes. But then I want to rifle them all off.
Okay.
And then we'll have reactions to all 70 of them.
All right. Can you guess which one I'm most excited
about? I haven't actually looked at the list.
Oh, sure.
Is it Jaw Unlimited? That's the other one I know is on there.
This one. Is this one? Yeah.
Telltale. Telltale Games is on there.
Ah.
Now, I hope they have a new engine.
Yeah, God. Yeah, maybe their shit will work this time.
If you were curious about Telltale Games, if you were curious about Telltale Games and their thoughts on next-gen consoles, maybe you should read IGN.com.
What did they say on IGN.com?
Is that all you talk about here?
Dan Connors talked a bunch about next-gen consoles.
Let me see that list. I want to see who I'm excited about.
Okay. Yeah,
I think it's pretty clear that you're excited for Falcom.
Hold on. So Tecmo Koei, no.
Oh, hey, so something that stands out to me here is Splash Damage is on here. The only game that we know that they're working on is a free-to-play shooter. Free-to-play. Going to be a continual initiative on PS4.
Damn it, Mitch. This is be an awesome article where we go through here.
The fact that
Let's just do it now.
The fact that Yuke's is listed,
WWE.
Obviously WWE's next gen.
Yeah. Rebellion, is still
the fact that
games.
Sony Online Entertainment's listed. DC Universe 2.
Jaeger's next game is next gen.
Jaeger bombs. It's going to be gone.
Yeah. What? Mercury Steam. The guys
so hot. My back is really like so sweaty.
Take off your sweat. What are you doing?
Yeah, strip down. We have Mercury Steam. Ninja Theory. Oh my God. Starbreeze. Look at all this shit, you guys.
What's Starbreeze working on?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
We don't know what half of these people are doing.
From Software.
Rockstar's
Dark Souls 2.
So oh, yeah. Are these PS4?
These are people who are supporting PlayStation 4. They said,
"That's promising."
Lots of stuff.
I mean, it's all. I mean, like, what does that mean? Right.
Double Fine.
What does that mean? That usually means that we'll make a PlayStation 4 game eventually
someday. So, yeah.
Because obviously everyone's gonna make one someday.
Do we want our logo in front of your millions of viewers?
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll probably do something someday.
Yeah,
sure.
From Software. I mean, obviously Dark Souls 2 is
Dark Souls 2.
Yeah.
Some stuff here.
Very interesting.
Video
Nothing
games.
From Moby Dick Games, though.
How about that Konami?
I mean, here's what
Double Fine, yeah.
The conference ends.
Starts.
Oh, 13-13, yes.
Children, can we get back on?
Sorry, focus, Greg. Greg, focus.
I would like to tell you a story about myself.
All right, go.
It all began in 1982.
We're talking about all the things that, you know, are exciting to us and what they showed. And, oh my gosh, Destiny and the Blizzard. We haven't even mentioned that Blizzard showed up. That was crazy.
Yeah, the Diablo 3 was the biggest, the most surprising announcement of the show for me, for sure.
Was it really?
Which is funny, because we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But I just never would have expected it now at this event for the PS4 reveal. Like, I thought one day Blizzard would send out a press release and say Diablo 3 headed to consoles. Like, that to me was very surprising. Now, as soon as Blizzard came out on stage, I was like, it's probably Diablo 3.
I thought it was going to be Diablo 3 for sure, and then it was like, if they want to blow people's minds, wow. Yeah. So they could put wow.
Oh, wow. That'd be crazy. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, the other
for
one...
For me, biggest surprise was Sakamoto. I really didn't expect them to be working on Infamous
again. I didn't think they would be this far along. They seemed to be very cagey about what they were doing, maybe prototyping some stuff, working on some new ideas, testing out their new mocap studio.
And it's one of the things, these guys are developers in general, bad at keeping secrets when you talk to them. You know, I talked to Nate Fox recently. No, like 2 weeks, within the last 2 weeks, and there was not even like... Enjoy New York. I hope the sun doesn't set this second.
I don't know.
Leave me alone, psycho.
For me, when Activision came out and they were like, "We have an exciting franchise," I was like, "Skylanders." Like, I just immediately thought it was going to be Skylanders. But then when it was Destiny,
we saw Destiny a week ago.
But
that's what I thought.
Yes, but again, we all have been talking about Destiny was going to be Microsoft's big coup for Xbox 720, and like,
just kidding.
So
fall
weird
2013.
To me that it was at a PlayStation
4.
Yeah. Well, no, not fall 2013.
We're so in shock mode right now. Ground zero, digging our way out of what was so awesome about this. I think it's hard to believe that we didn't see the hardware.
Exactly.
They didn't even show the body of the console.
I don't think it's hard to believe at all.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I think they were totally just like, hey, we have a console. This is what you're going to see on it, and when we're going to show it to you later.
That's fine. It's just
like that's. I feel
but
like that's. So
but like the stream ended, and I started talking to Damon. He mentioned that. I was like, "Oh yeah, we didn't." And it, but it was like the way the stream.
That's because everything you saw today was being played on a PC.
In the way, well, it's because the guts of it are just a PC.
Sure, but there is. I don't think there is hardware to show yet.
Sure, yeah. Sure. But I mean, a shell. I mean, whatever. No, we're getting.
I don't think there's a
you're getting away from my point. You're dragging me away from my point, like a
damn
current
it, Mitch.
Away from the. I'm saying that I didn't miss it. I didn't. I didn't watch the conference going. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? It was the conference ended. I was like, oh yeah. And then you're like Metal Gear, and I'm like, oh yeah. What about the Phantom Pain? Why weren't they there?
And that's the weird thing. Like, I think if it had been the opposite, if it had been what it's been every other time, which is that we see the hardware, not the controller, that would have been more problematic for me. Like, I like it this way. I like having an idea of how we're going to play this thing. Because who cares what the console looks like, honestly? It doesn't really matter. No, we know all the specs. You know, someone's calling. I think it's Clements.
It's Clements.
Oh.
And anyway, that's why Clements is the worst.
I want you to know that that's going to be the only clip I use from this. I wanted to film for an hour and a half, and I only want that thing right there. Right?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan Clements.
Beyond.
Our former powerhouse. Beyond. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm calling live from a Whole Foods parking lot. This is exciting.
I bet they think you're a psycho or you're cosplaying from Watch Dogs.
It's getting real. Yeah, I'm like changing. Relight.
Go beat some motherfuckers in back alleys with pipes.
Who are we calling next? Chris Roper going to call next?
Ryan Clements.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, we're gonna use a 20-point IGN scale. So 1 to 10.
Nope, we're on 100 points now.
Wait, not, no.
Hold on, this isn't how 1 to 10 works.
What would you rate the Sony conference?
On a 20-point scale or a 10-point
scale? Just give it a fucking number, Clements.
I want you to use
your...
I want you to do 20-point scale.
20-point scale?
Like, I'm sorry, like the Oreo oration schedule.
Sketch. Okay, well, yeah.
I'm so can I just retire? If they would have announced Patapon, I would have retired.
I'm going to have to get... Can you guys still hear me?
Oh, yeah, you're great. Right.
Crystal clear.
I'm totally going to lose reception halfway through this call.
Are you going into Whole Foods?
I am in a Whole Foods
He's going
right
shopping,
now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm like pressing buttons on my Watch Dogs interface and all the cash registers are opening up and there's a riot happening.
Wow.
And a scale from 1 to 10 using the patented Oreo oration scale, I'd have to give Sony conference a 8.
Every single
so
one
scary.
Of us.
I actually never said what I think of this, but I agree. I think an 8.
Oh, you're just fucking jumping on the bandwagon now.
Yeah. 8.1.
Is that what everybody's saying?
Yes. Yeah. We've all weighed in.
Yeah.
I said 7.5 to 8, and that's what everybody said.
Yep.
All right. But I don't really know exactly what I wanted to see to get it up higher. I think maybe...
Probably
the,
some leg, a little bit of ass.
Fuck, we're such children.
We also giggled.
Like, I enjoyed some of the techno babble at the beginning, but I would have liked that cut a little bit shorter and move on to like the actual game,
right.
The game demos earlier. But that's kind of, I don't know, that's kind of not, like, snobby of me. I mean, it was...
No, I think you're in the same, I think we're all in the same boat. Like, I think we all like the tech demo stuff on the front. And for me, what it was is I lost interest when they brought out developers to show tech demos that aren't games. At that point, I was kind of like,
Yeah, I still enjoyed that. I mean, that's kind of fascinating stuff, though, right? I mean...
It is and it isn't. I think that's a fascinating GDC talk, a fascinating GDC presentation to show me how the old man's face...
Especially when you're streaming it to millions of people who don't know that. They don't know that what Media Molecule showed was not a game.
I mean, and exactly. And let's not talk...
We didn't even...
Yeah, I was like, Andrew, I want to publish this story. And you're like, no!
David Cage came out and he shows off all these things and then he shows this animated face, right? And it's one of those things that... What is everybody talking about graphically? Killzone and Watch Dogs. Nobody's like that face. That old man's face was awesome.
Yeah,
it's like no, it was awesome. But that can be summed up in it looks awesome. And then when you want to talk about how many polygons are being used,
but
in
Greg, can you feel the man's past?
Worst David Cage impression I've ever heard.
That's more Peter Molyneux.
It sounded Greg, like Dr. Evil. Just sound like it.
Imagine your life. Dr. Evil. I just do Peter Molyneux from now on.
I feel like my favorite part of the entire press. I feel like my favorite part of the whole press conference is when David Cage. Did we talk about when David Cage like strolled onto the stage and he was like, you know, when people ask me what I want from the PlayStation, I always have one answer: emotion. And I was like, shut up, David Cage. God damn it.
That's my response to everything.
You
he
finished
says.
Your Budweiser and threw the bottle.
No, Clements was great today.
If he's listening to this podcast, I apologize.
I've been talking a lot of shit about him. I hope he's not listening.
Well, he claimed not to know anything about it when he named his game Beyond.
All
so
right,
well,
I don't give a shit.
Also, I should get an award for the worst French accent of all time. So.
I don't think you heard Mitch. You probably were like, Mitch just did a really good Dr. Evil.
I don't even, is he French? I just did an accent.
Si, senor, it's me, David Cage.
Good time.
Yeah. You're missing out, man. It's a million degrees in here. I'm down to just
like
my white shirt.
Nine, yeah.
I'm not even wearing socks.
Well, it's been a good one, boy. Oh, my God. Is that your foot? Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God. Is that your foot?
Off the rails. Yeah, listeners, look out for the worst PlayStation conversations of all time between me and Charles and then me and Clement.
What were they about? Diablo 3 with Wolfpack.
Me and Charles was about Diablo 3, and me and Clement was about Final Fantasy.
Is that live?
I hope so. We're probably going to screen them when we go downstairs.
Oh,
yeah.
We need to screen them still?
Oh, my God. What if we just went home?
Yeah. Now that I gave my impressions, I'm just going to be walking deeper into the store, and if I lose you guys, it's the watch.
We can cut you here. Do you got anything else burning to say? Pressing to say?
Anything burning in your pants?
Press and burn.
Do I have something burning in my pants? Is that what you
Well, think? We know you yeah. do. You just don't know what you need to see to get it higher.
You got to get the cream.
No.
All right.
All right.
Good talk, Clements.
I feel like there's so much I wanted to say, and now I just...
We'll do a real episode next week. I mean, we'll sum this all up.
This is the final podcast Beyond of all time.
Yeah, I mean...
Goodbye, everybody!
We're going to have our buddy Ken Levine on. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you have questions for him, right? You got to think
stuff up.
All right, good.
I'm going to see him again next week, too.
They asked me for, like, sample questions, and I was like...
Yo, you making Bioshock still?
You ever think about putting the water in the air?
I can drive that interview. Okay. Really good.
Got some helicopter daddies?
Final point.
Yeah, what's up?
You guys are ready.
Ready.
Okay. Sorry, I can never tell when I start talking.
No, I know. It's hard when you're not in the room to see us. No. Colin actually was like quiet for some of the show when he was on, so it's like, wow, that's really rare.
It's because I just yelled over him.
Yeah.
I miss Clements and Colin.
Going into this conference, like before it started, I was actually like zero excitement level. Like I was
what?
Dude,
shut up, Clements.
I was the opposite.
Come on.
I didn't sleep.
I sprung out of bed this morning.
Yeah, I was so excited.
I came in. I had a bagel. I was at my desk. My hands were shaking. Like I was, dude. I was.
I couldn't focus.
Yeah,
didn't do anything.
May have also been all the cocaine I did before I came in.
No. Well, I'm glad I was able to make my point.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Jeez, you big baby.
I love you.
We love you.
I was just going to say, I really did like, I'm talking about earlier today. I'm not talking about as the conference started. I mean, like, this morning, I was already in a bad mood, but I mean, like, during the day, I wasn't even thinking about it. But the moment they actually started, I feel like them opening with sort of a historical trailer showcasing a lot of PlayStation's past. I'm sure, I don't know if you guys mentioned it.
But no, we didn't.
I felt like that was actually an awesome, like, I started getting pumped right then and there, and I actually thought that was a great way to start.
I totally agree. And all week, it's funny, like, they've been releasing those documentaries, they did the PlayStation Memory, I don't think they started, but just coincidentally, the PlayStation Memory hashtag on Twitter today, like, I was so nostalgic leading into today that it's like, I was ready to feel like PS2 era again. I'm so ready to be excited for PlayStation, and I totally am. Like, right now... I was so pumped to see what Microsoft had to offer, and now it's more like, can Microsoft match this is kind of the question.
Yeah,
I think Sony did good things for themselves today. Like I think this was a really good example of how Sony can come back and be number one again.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. Shuhei again, congratulations. Fantastic work, sir.
Goodbye, he retires too now. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm ruining everything.
Before I hang up, guys, what kind of pasta should I get at Whole Foods?
Whole wheat.
Bow tie.
I always get the whole wheel.
Penne.
What shape?
Get the egg noodle.
Bow tie.
The little egg noodles.
No, penne.
The little egg shape.
Okay, so you got egg noodles, you got penne, you got bow tie. What are you going to go
penne
with?
Penne is also good.
I think I'm thinking of the whole wheat penne. It's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, that's what you get. You're going to take my answer. I'll hang up on you, Clements. I think it went. No, he's gone for sure. I love that kid so much.
Oh, he's the best.
God damn it, Greg.
You think he'll find that funny, or is he going to be all...
He's going to be annoyed.
You think he's going to call back? Watch this. He's going to call back.
If so, we just go, I don't know what happened. He'll never hear this podcast. He won't know.
Pick up, someone's receptionist.
We should go screen all these things.
Yeah, we should start wrapping up these PlayStation conversations up. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a Podcast Beyond episode 281. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, Podcast Beyond posts for real every Tuesday. You can download it off iTunes or IGN, but if you know wherever you go, leave some feedback for us. Then, for sure, come to IGN.com, watch our videos, read our articles, do all the reviews and stuff. Clements just texted me, and he says, I didn't hang up on you guys for the record. Bye. And I'm gonna respond back real quick. No, we hung up on you.
Here, I'll type it.
IGN.com/PS4. That's what the problem is. That's a new hub.
Don't worry. Yeah, we just launched PS4 over here on IGN. Mm-hmm. We took a gamble calling it PlayStation before we knew, so it blew it off my mind.
Yep.
That happened. So yeah, please come be a part of the IGN community. Get a blog, talk to us, then tweet at us. IGN's IGN. I'm Game Over Greggy. Garfep is Andrew Goldfarb. Mitchy D.
All right. Nailed it.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Mitchy D.
So it's a Y, not with an IE.
Right. Well, that's all the cool kids do it with a Y.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A lot of cool kids dying at the Y. You know what that means? I'll explain it to you when we screen PlayStation conversations.
Andrew just needs to get his big boy earmuffs off.
I usually say, Ryan Clements, take me home. Today I'll say, Andrew, take me home. We are 12-year-olds of the podcast.
All right, so Clements passed this along. He wanted me to make it very clear that he's sorry he couldn't do this himself, but this comes from Brett. And Brett apparently writes in a lot. We've unfortunately had to pass him over a couple times. But today, Brett from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey!
I
went to Mizzou.
Oh, that's
it's
true.
In Columbia. You drive through St. Louis to get there. And that's as much time as you want to spend in St. Louis.
Brett said, hey guys, my name is Brett from St. Louis, Missouri. Was hoping the letter U, could play my band's song. It's a bit heavy, but it's about zombies, winky face. Love you, dudes. Beyond.
I feel like you can't have a heavy song about zombies and winky face.
Well, I think you're going to find out right now.
This is how he does it in St. Louis.
All right.
So this is the band is No Love Lost. Okay. This song is called Legend, and they're on Facebook. Look up No Love Lost, no spaces. This is No Love Lost with Legend, Beyond.
Beyond.
Take me away where you want dark to dream. Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.